Jack and the Beanstalk, from our recording, Giants, a colossal collection of tales and tunes.
And so he slipped a halter onto the cow and led her off towards the village. But he hadn't gotten even halfway there when he saw a man sitting on a tree stump by the side of the road. The man watched as Jack and the cow approached, and he smiled and stood and said, "Good morning to you, lad." And turning to the cow, he added, "And good morning to you too, madam." To which the cow replied, "Moo." This surprised Jack, but before he had a chance to think about it, the man was talking to him again. "Clearly this bovine possesses particular intelligence." "What?" asked Jack. "It's a smart cow. As you are leading her towards the village, is it safe to assume that you are taking her there to sell her?"
"Why, yes, sir."
"Well then, lad, let me save you a trip. I shall buy your cow."
"Ah," said Jack. And then remembering what his mother had told him, he said, "But tell me, sir, how much did you think to pay? That is, how much money are you—"
"Tut, tut, lad," interrupted the man. "Mere money is nothing. I have something of much greater value. Look."
And he reached into his leather pouch and drew something out onto his hand so Jack could see.
"Beans? Beans? You want to pay for my cow with beans?"
The stranger drew himself up to his full height, which I forgot to tell you was about 3 feet, and he replied,
"Lad, these are not ordinary beans. These are magic beans. Why, what do you think would happen if you planted these, eh?"
And not waiting for an answer, he rushed on.
"They would grow overnight into a huge beanstalk whose top would pierce the very clouds. And who knows what amazing treasures one might find there?"
"Like what?"
"I have no idea.
But I know they're up there, just waiting for an enterprising lad such as yourself. And these magic beans are yours,
for the low sale price of one cow."
So, that's how it happened that Jack left home with one cow and returned home with 5 beans.